This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message.
And you are also changing people's lives and helping out strangers with text roulette.
Look what you did.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. And when we started text roulette just a few weeks ago, we thought, okay, this will be fun. You could throw any questions out there. We'll answer them on the radio. And it has been so incredible to see countless number of people call in, offer their life advice, and know that it is really impacting someone because we have an update for all of you.
What?
We have a major update that just came through the text line here 12 minutes ago.
Come on.
Just in time for text roulette.
Are you serious?
Let's go here. Do you remember last week, leading up to Valentine's Day, we heard from a mixed listener who sent this question. And the question was, I can't believe I'm doing this, but here goes nothing. My boyfriend and I have been together for years. Well, my mom called me and told me he asked their permission to propose. Showed them the ring and everything, except one catch. They said no. She said he was going to do it on Valentine's Day. Remember, she sent this last week. With or without their opinion, and now I don't know what to do. Do I say no and respect my parents but lose him? Or say yes and risk losing my parents? I'm stuck at a crossroads and don't know what to do.
Yes.
Help. And so many of us came forward with advice. I mean, here's some of the advice that you all sent last week.
My gut instinct is do what your heart kind of says. You know, your family should and will likely always support you. And it might be a rough road or a rocky road for a little bit. But if you love the guy and he feels like the right guy for you and you feel strongly about it, you should go for it.
I feel that the parents, well, if they really love her, they're going to love her no matter what. And they're going to want her to be happy.
So we sent that audio off to the mixed listener. And yesterday, I texted her and said, hey,
what
I'm thinking about you. What happened over Valentine's Day?
Edge of our seats, waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
We've got the update.
Hey.
She sent it a text, just like I said. Now it says 15 minutes ago.
All right.
It says here.
But is it? Okay, go ahead.
It has been a whirlwind this past weekend, so forgive me for not getting back sooner. Everything pretty much went according to plan. He proposed, and I am a proud fiancé.
Hey, nice job.
My parents originally were upset when I told them I was saying yes, They weren't happy, but once he proposed and they saw how much effort he put into it and how happy I was, I think they warmed up to the idea.
Mom and Dad came around.
And are on their way towards acceptance. Just going to keep the wedding talk and wedding dress shopping talk to a minimum until my mom brings it up herself. Well, I responded and said, OMG,
yay.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And then I said, did the conversation on the air help you with your decision or did it confuse you even further?
Yeah.
And this is the part about text roulette that is so powerful and why we're really excited about this segment on the show.
Okay.
She responded with, OMG, yes.
All right.
It was great to hear different opinions and hear it talked out. Helped to definitely rationalize my decision.
See, y'all helped.
You all did this. Two people get engaged over Valentine's Day weekend.
There you go. How about
it? We are so excited for this mixed listener. And like so many of us said, Your parents are never going to disown you for something like this if they can see that you are truly happy. And whatever their reasons are for saying no, and we kind of talked through that when we did it last week, and she said they didn't really have much of a reason. They just thought that maybe they argued a little too much. But I asked her, I said, do you feel safe and secure and supported in this relationship?
Right, right.
And she said yes. And I told her, I said, well, then go for it. You all, this is great that you helped out this mixed listener who's now engaged.
Parents are going to do that. Parents are going to, their knee-jerk reaction is going to be like, oh my gosh, no. Like when I told my parents, you know what? I don't think I want to be a police officer anymore. I really want to do my love that I had. Like, this is my number one. Police was number two. But I said, I think I'm going to go for being in radio. And both of them were like, what? Are you kidding me? You're going to move it all over the country? Are you sure you want it? You know, so they're kind of like, you know, that knee-jerk reaction for parents.
Yes.
Looks like they're coming around, though, in this situation. Like, okay, well, he showed that he could be, you know, a responsible dude. And you can move on. With
and
this engagement.
How about that? He still asked for their blessing. He still put all the effort in to propose and was going to do it anyways. Yeah. Tells me those two are fighting for love. So we're rooting for this couple. And thanks to everyone that was participating in last week's text roulette to help out this mixed listener. And now I'm hoping we get an invite to the wedding.
Heck yeah, we should get that
invite. We won't say anything to your mom, though. Remember, these texts are anonymous. Hey, we heard about you.
Guess what? Oh, not me. That wasn't me.